Three Ways to Embark on Adventure. Our film critic Harlan Jacobson tells us how at the movies.
James Gray is regarded as an auteur, an author or master storyteller in France, where four of his five previous films, The Yards with Mark Wahlberg, We Own the Night, Two Lovers, and The Immigrants, all with favorite actor Joaquin Phoenix, and here and there Gwyneth Paltrow and Marion Cotillard, all debuted at the Cannes Film Festival. All are set in the New York jungle and travel up river to the dark side. His first film, Little Odessa, with Tim Roth as a Jewish hood in Brighton Beach at war with his Russian parents, Maximilian Schell and Vanessa Redgrave, is a masterwork about Russian-Jewish Brooklyn, which is where Gray's own story began. All that amour in France, however, hasn't made the 47-year-old Brooklyn-born Gray a prophet who can earn a profit in his own country, like others of his generation, Alexander Payne, Wes Anderson, and Noah Baumbach, all, like Gray, 47 years old. With The Lost City of Z, Gray wants to change that. The Cannes lineup came out this week, and Gray hadn't submitted Z, deciding instead to skip the art route and go to theaters directly. It's based on the story of British Army Major Percy Fawcett, somewhat play-acted by Charlie Hunnam. Fawcett was seduced in 1906 into leading an expedition to Amazonia by the Royal Geographic Society, which was called in to referee a border dispute between Bolivia and Brazil involving rubber plantations. The cost of rubber had gone sky high.
Sirs, may I speak candidly?
Please.
My survey work was long ago. To be quite honest, I was rather hoping for a position where I might see a fair bit of action.
Major, this is far more than just survey work. This is exploration in the jungle. The environment's brutally difficult. Terrible disease, murderous savages. The journey may well mean your life. At the very least, you will be gone for several years. But were you to succeed, such an undertaking could earn you soldierly decoration and even reclaim your family name.
Such exploration in 1906 is an occupation of the British aristocracy, with precious little empire left to run, but time and resources to essentially preen. It will persist through Ernest Shackleton's trek across Antarctica in the early 1920s, and more or less end with New Zealander Edmund Hillary's conquest of Everest in 1953. Reduced to its essence, The Lost City of Z is about destiny following character. Gray, in person, is sharp, observant, and funny. He can tell a story about outsiders looking in, the human condition, laced with irony, self-awareness, and universality that reduces the listener to tears of laughter. Hopefully, The Lost City of Z, wherein his adventurers, both Fawcett and his young son, become the offering that noble cannibals can't refuse, will end his compulsion to go to the dark side, and he'll confront his true fear, which is to risk making people laugh. The low-hanging fruit here is that The Lost City of Z is produced by Amazon Studios, the 21st century source of everything, including the surgical steel nail clippers made in China I bought this week. Great land, America. I wish James Gray would use that, a jerk film critic getting a toenail clipper from Amazon, as the starting point for the comic misadventures of a film director. He's got it in him, and you don't need Cannes when you can make money making people laugh. See Sullivan's Travels on that score, and stop being the jungle, Jim. In Tommy's honor, Jason Connery has made a father-son biopic about the Morrises, young Tommy and old Tom, who, starting in 1869 Scotland, differ about their social standing as they together transform the game of golf in Scotland from something, I forget which, to something better. Young Tom, played by Jack Loudon, doesn't see his role as a caddy the way his father, old Tom, played by the wonderful actor Peter Mullen, simply accepts, but as a champion golfer beating the knickers off the gentleman, and thereby shepherds in the first hint that the working class will one day take over from the useless aristocracy that saw golf as the divine right to exploit everything, including Amazonia. Here's young Tom crossing swords with Sam Neill, playing club gentleman Alexander Boothby.
If you want me to play in the match tomorrow, then the money comes to me before we begin, all of it. I'll take my fair share, and I'll give the rest back to you. Otherwise, you can find yourself another player.
Your station in life was set before you were born, young Morris. Now, you've done well for yourself, I grant you that. But never think that putting on a gentleman's suit makes you a gentleman. You come to my home with these outrageous demands. In your father's time, that would have earned you a lashing. Be grateful. You prosper thanks to men like me.
Director Jason Connery told the audience at the Talk Cinema screening of Tommy's Honor at Lincoln Center last month that the only time he ever saw his father, acting great Sean Connery, was between Dad's acting gigs, when they'd go out for a round of golf in Bonnie, Scotland. For too many fathers and sons, that was about par for the course. Tommy's Honor plays that out well enough. Finally, don't miss Graduation by Romanian director Christian Mungiu, who's fashioned a story about a small-town doctor who, to help his daughter get out of Romania on a scholarship to Oxford, there's the British angle again, ends up doing a little horse trading. Move the boss up the liver transplant list to number one in exchange for a little help on his daughter's exam. Hey, we've all been there. Mungiu has systematically taken a wrecking ball to the institutions of the communist and post-communist world. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Mungiu won Best Director at Cannes last May, but he should have won Best Film. Go and see why. And I'm Harlan Jacobson.